Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. On these cold mornings filled with the anticipation and preparation for Christmas, a hot cup of coffee with just a bit of sweet flavoring really starts the day. Stay warm as you enjoy your hot drink of choice this morning. Today I begin with Matthew 1, verse 23. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now, on the evening of December 1st, 2023, George and I were outside in the front yard, putting together a white nativity. It consists of Mary, Joseph, baby Jesus, and two sheep, one standing and one lying down. Each character, as well as the frame of the enclosure, are all cutouts with no decoration, just white. Typically, our front yard decorations consist of a decorated tree shining through the front door of glass, a Christmas wreath, garland around the frame of the front door, and a reindeer outlined with lights. So why, after all these years, did I purchase the nativity? Well, simply, because I wanted to. I wanted the image of baby Jesus and his family to be present for me. So there it is, under the tree in the front yard, where the bird feeder hangs and the various birds and squirrels, chipmunks, and occasional deer hang out. Every day now, when I look up from the computer and gaze out the window, I see the presence of the Holy Family. It makes me pause, if only for a few seconds, and reflect on its meaning. It keeps me grounded in the midst of the often franticness of the commercial Santa Christmas. Now, don't get me wrong. I love the sparkle and shine of Christmas decorations and the excitement of seeing the happiness of those receiving gifts they had hoped for, and my own excitement for accepting the gifts I might receive. I love the old Christmas carols and the more modern favorites. I can remember childhood Christmases and the wow of finding my dream doll or tea set and drawing materials I had so hoped for under the Christmas tree on Christmas morning. I have watched those events replay with my children and grandchildren. But I sometimes feel Christmas and me are wrapped up in shopping and parties, various social events and commitments and pressure to finish decorating, send the cards and text, well wishes. Have I forgotten someone? Will they be satisfied? Will they like what I've chosen? And the often stated dilemma, I have no idea what to get. In the hubbub, it is very easy for me to forget the meaning behind the season and the gift of Jesus' birth and the peace his life can bring. It is just easy to forget. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. I really think if Jesus was walking among us in this busy time, he would smile and tell us to enjoy the season. Enjoy the sparkle, the smiles, the gifts given and received. Laugh and sing the familiar carols. He would tell us he loves to hear our voices, our laughter, our joy. Then he might remind us of the gift of his life, his teaching, his love, his message to take one day at a time. Don't worry, don't take life so seriously, because if you will trust me, Jesus, I will take care of you and walk you through the hard times. The nativity in our homes, our church, In a moment of reflection, reminds us that the Nativity story is not just the Christmas story. This child Jesus was born into love and poverty, and the child grew into a man who lived with the impoverished and needy. His presence offered soul-filling hope, comfort, love, day by day, in a world then and now in desperate need to know mercy, compassion, hope. It is so uncomplicated in my view. The Lord loves all His creation, every one of us, everywhere. And if we can accept His love deep within, it can change our lives with love and peace. The love and compassion we can share with others is not seasonal. A smile and a bit of conversation with a lonely neighbor, a genuine look in the eye, thank you, with a smile to the harried clerk in the store, sharing a meal with someone new in your life, my life, helping a frenzied shopper get packages in their car, pick up something dropped, open a door, give food to the food bank, donate toys to needy children, invite a neighbor to coffee. These kindnesses are not seasonal. These are the people we meet every day. Perhaps the best Christmas gift you and I can give to others is compassion, time, interest, help as needed, and let those behaviors become a daily habit, a moment to share the gift that God is with us. Today, I pray through the words of Luke 2:10-14. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Amen. Thank you for being with me today, and may the Lord bless you and yours greatly during this Advent season.